This is the Tiger 102.75.
A physician is urging state agencies to conduct a scientific survey of a Krabi cave where he found fossils of suspected prehistoric Java rhinos and hyenas. The cave in Krabi has potential to become a new archaeological site, according to Dr. Samat Sikan. He'd been informally surveying the Yai Irak cave when he came across the ancient specimens and arranged for archaeologists to examine them. They were determined to belong to rhinos and hyenas that might have died as long as 700,000 years ago. Samat said several chambers in the cave have not yet been explored, and he believed there could be more fossils awaiting discovery. 700,000 years, they say. Well, that's almost as long as they've been working on the new underpass at Chulong Circle. Thailand could gain significant long-term economic benefit by making the road safer and saving its mainly young and capable population from premature deaths in accident. This from a report from the World Bank. The report, The High Toll of Traffic Injuries, Unacceptable and Preventable, concludes that if road injuries could be reduced in Thailand by 50% and satisfactory road safety sustained for 24 years, the economy would enjoy a 22% boost. Dipan Bose, one of the researchers involved, said the key to earning that substantial benefit was ensuring that productive young people live long enough to contribute to the country's prosperity. You can read more about that report and see some of the startling statistics in thetiger.com. Indian low-cost airline carrier Go Air will commence direct flights between India and Phuket in October. Flights between Delhi to Phuket start on October the 11th and from Mumbai on October the 12th. Go Air is the fifth largest airline in India with a home base in Mumbai. The Tata and Singapore Airlines-owned Vistara is also expected to start international flights from the end of this year. The Meteorological Department's warning people living in the east and lower northeast regions of Thailand to be mindful of rain-related dangers. The TMD's forecasting heavy rains in those regions until September 29th. The Weather Bureau's also issued warnings for fishermen in the Andaman Sea, including the waters around Phuket, saying waves could reach 2 metres in height from September the 27th to the 29th. There could also be some disruption for people travelling to northern Philippines and Taiwan with Typhoon Trami on its way. It could affect travel to those areas between September the 28th and the 30th. Thailand's progress in promoting human rights in the fishing industry will be addressed in a panel session on modern slavery and human trafficking at the United Nations General Assembly today in New York. Darianne McBain, the Global Director of Sustainability for the Thai Union Group, will address the panel on the topic of stepping up action to end forced labour, modern slavery and human trafficking. She says that Thailand's made a number of advances on human rights, which should be commended, but there's more work to be done. She says she believes Thailand has the opportunity to be a leader on the human rights agenda. Thai Union, the world's largest producer of shelf-stable tuna products, was invited by the United Kingdom to participate in the assembly in recognition of being the first firm to comply with the UK Modern Slavery Act. And anti-drug authorities led by the Office of the Narcotics Control Board have arrived in Surathani to begin a crackdown on drugs in the province's beach holiday destinations. The resort island of Koh Phangan is on the top of their list, and police officers, soldiers and plain-clothed officials are expected to swarm Rin Beach as it hosts a full moon party tonight. The crackdown, which will also cover beaches on other resort islands such as Koh Tao, is part of the province's ongoing efforts to promote drug-free tourism among tourists and business operators.